This podcast is a proud member of the Teach Better Podcast Network. Better today, better tomorrow, and the podcast to get you there. Explore more podcasts at www.teachbetterpodcastnetwork.com. Now let's get on to the episode.
Hello, middle-level educators. Are you looking for a nationwide type of conference at the fraction of the cost? The North Carolina Association for Middle-Level Education welcomes you to Charlotte, North Carolina, March 24th through the 26th for the 2024 NCMLE Inspire Conference. My name is David James, NCMLE Marketing and Conference Director, and I want to personally invite you to our annual conference. You will not want to miss our keynote and featured speakers that lead over 100 middle-level specific teaching and learning sessions. Our featured lineup includes EDU experts from across the country, such as principal and leadership expert Baruti Kafele, Darren Peppard, LaQuanta Nelson, Zach Bauermaster, and the host of this podcast, Mr. Charles Williams. The NCMLE Inspire Conference is for everyone. Go to ncmle.org to register your team for the 2024 NCMLE Inspire Conference today.
Welcome to the Counter Narrative Podcast, a show designed to change the way we talk and think about education. By sharing stories of successes and triumphs, we aim to challenge the dominant narrative that often negatively portrays our disenfranchised populations. I'm your host, Charles Williams, an urban educator for more than 15 years, a current school principal in Chicago, an educational consultant, an equity advocate, and the co-host of Inside the Principal's Office. Let's get started. So as a podcaster, a school leader, an educational consultant, and overall just a curious individual always looking to learn and to grow, one of the things that I do often, and helped by my considerable commute, is listen to podcasts. And I listen to a number of shows and I bounce around depending on what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, what I'm looking for on that day at that time. But one of the podcasts that I enjoy and I often find myself tapping into is the John Maxwell Leadership Series. Now, if you listen to John, you'll know that there isn't just one podcast series, but there's a couple. And what I wanted to talk about today was something that I heard in the Executive Leadership Series podcast. And it was a statement that as soon as I heard it, it resonated with me. And of course, like many things, I sat and I sat and I sat with it as I played it over again and again in my mind and just kind of hashing out what it means. Right? And I think that is an important thing for us as individuals to do, is not just to hear something or bring something in and then regurgitate it as if it is our own, but to really process and digest it. And so a part of that is what I'm doing here, right? This is one of those spaces that I can come into and share my ideas raw with all of you and to help me process what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling. And as always, I open the door for you to share your ideas and thoughts about my ideas and thoughts back with me so we can have that conversation, that dialogue, and flush this out even more. So specifically what I'm talking about is this idea of agreement and alignment. And what one of the individuals on the podcast had mentioned was that there was an organization where the leader of the space would oftentimes bring his leadership team into a room and they would discuss and argue and hash out details. And regardless of what occurred in that room, whatever occurred during that time in that space, when they walked out of that room, the understanding was that while we may not all be in agreement, we will be in alignment. And I thought that was a powerful concept with the idea to say, listen, we are in a leadership team. We should present a united front. whether it's with our customers, our stakeholders, our employees, whomever that may be, we need to present a united front. We see that within our schools, that it is important that everyone is on the same page, because when students or parents or community members, whomever it may be, see a gap and they find that loophole, right, they can take advantage of that. And so the idea of coming out of a space in alignment and not necessarily in agreement, I think can be a powerful statement. However, I wanted to add this caveat, because as I was listening to that and I was thinking about it, there was a piece that bothered me. And what I think that was the idea of, so long as that alignment, right? So even though you're agreeing or disagreeing, agreeing to disagree, I should say, that alignment needs to be aligned with your core values. And I think this is an important distinction to make. You see, years ago, I worked with an individual who we are still really good friends, close individuals. And when we worked in the space, oftentimes we were in disagreement. But I will tell you this, that we were in absolute alignment. And the reason that worked out, and eventually we found ourselves more in agreement than we didn't, is because we possessed the same values, right? We believed in the what, right? What we wanted as outcomes for our students, our school, our space. We shared a why we wanted those outcomes to exist and the importance behind it. But what we often bumped heads on was the how we're going to get there. The pathway that he wanted to take and the pathway that I wanted to take weren't always in agreement, but the regardless was that we would have ended up in the same place. And that is why we were able to swallow our pride from time to time and say, listen, I disagree with how we're going about this, but I know where we're going to go. I'm in agreement with that. And so let's go. And we were in alignment. And I think what happens oftentimes is that this idea of agreement and alignment exists. Whatever decisions that are made, whatever agreements or disagreements take place, if it's not in alignment with my core values, then that means that I will consistently be operating in conflict with my core values. And I am telling you that that is not a place that you can sustain your work efforts. That is not a space that you can sustain yourself. You cannot operate in a place that is consistently in conflict with your core values. It is, if you've listened to some of the episodes that I've dropped on here, it is the reason why I left my previous space, because their core values and my core values were not in alignment. And over time, I found myself in this constant state of turmoil, this constant state of internal conflict, because I didn't know how to navigate both of those spaces. And the truth is, if you truly have core values, you can't exist in a space like that. You can't operate in a space like that and be okay. And so I'm telling you this, that if you are currently in a space where there is that understanding of, listen, we are going to be in alignment even if we're not in agreement, which in itself is not an issue. But if you find yourself in an organization that has that philosophy or has that approach, but the problem is that the alignment that they're discussing, the decisions that are being made, are in direct conflict with your values, then either A, you need to speak up, you need to push back, you can't be in agreement, or you need to find a different space for you to occupy. I think so oftentimes this is when we talk about burnout, when we're talking about frustration, when we're talking about this aggravation, this toxic stress levels, this is one of those centralized pieces of why that occurs. So I know this is one of those quick episodes, so I'm going to wrap up here. But here's what I want to say is that, one, do you know your core values? Do you know what you stand for? Do you know those pieces, right? Those fundamental pieces that are going to hold you firm when you find yourself in conflict, when you find yourself being buffeted by the winds of change, of pushback. Do you know your core values? Because if you don't, that is issue number one, because man, you're just going to be aligned with anything, right? So first of all, do you know your values? Second of all, do you know your organization's values? Are they in alignment with you? Are they in agreement with what you believe, right? If the answer is no, again, you need to either challenge those or find yourself an organization that is in alignment. And finally, number three, is the leadership within that space. Are they operating, one, with alignment to the organization's core values? And if they aren't, it is your job and your duty to point that out and to have a conversation and to figure out, how do we make that alignment? And two, are they in alignment with yours? And again, I'm telling you that if they are not in alignment, I would challenge you not to be in agreement, not to be in alignment, and to either A, have that conversation to figure out, how do we bring things into alignment? How do we find balance? Or B, find the courage to walk away, because you will be doing yourself a huge disservice by remaining in that space. So again, I know this is one of our shorter pauses to ponder. I would love to dive deeper, but more importantly, I want to know what you're thinking. Have you ever found yourself in a space like this? And what did you do? How did you respond to that? I want to know. Feel free to reach out to me. I hope that this added some value to you. Until next time. I want to thank you for listening to the Counter Narrative Podcast. If you're enjoying the show, please be sure to like, subscribe, and of course, share it with friends and family. I'd also love to hear your thoughts about the show, so please leave a comment or two as well. Now, I'm not sure what platform you're using, but the show can be found on Anchor, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and plenty of other platforms. If the show isn't on your preferred site, let me know, and I'll be sure to get it up and running. This podcast is also featured on schoolrubric.com, where you can find educational articles, videos, and interviews with educators from around the globe. Be sure to connect with me and other listeners by following the show on Twitter at the CN Podcast and joining the show's Facebook group. Take care.